რადიო თავისუფლება FM 107.4.
საქართველოში 19 საათია. მოისმინეთ ახალი ამბების გამოშვება, მას მარიამ ჭიაურელი გაგაცნობთ. ჯერ თავადი ახალი ამბები მოკლედ. სირიის ქალაქ კობანიში ებრძვიან ისლამური სახელმწიფოს ექსტრემისტებს. აღმოსავლეთ უკრაინაში მსხვერპლია სამოქალაქო და სამხედრო პირებს შორის. ჟენევაში იმართება უსაფრთხოების საკითხების სადმე მიძღვნილი საერთაშორისო დისკუსიის მურიგი რაუნდი. ახლა ეს და სხვა ახალი ამბები უფრო ვცლად. სირიელი ქურთების ქალაქ კობანის ქუჩებში მიმდინარეობს ბრძოლა ქურთ მეომრებსა და ისლამური სახელმწიფოს წევრ ექსტრემისტებს შორის. მანამდე ექსტრემისტებმა დაიპყრეს სტრატეგიულად მნიშვნელოვანი პოზიციები კობანის აღმოსავლეთით მდებარე გარეუბნებთან. ამასობაში ექსტრემისტებმა წინ წაიწიეს სირიელი ქურთების ქალაქის სამხრეთისა და დასავლეთისკენ. კობანი თურქეთთან საზღვრის მახლობლად მდებარეობს. ადგილობრივი ქურთების წარმომადგენელმა იდრის ნაასანმა ჩვენს რადიოსთან საუბარში აღნიშნა, რომ დღეს დაიწყო შეტაკებები კობანის ქუჩებში.
ახლა ვითარება შეიცვალა აღმოსავლეთ გარეუბნებში შეტაკებებიდან, საკუთრივ კობანის ქუჩებში შეტაკებებით. სამხედრო თვალსაზრისით ვითარება ძალიან მძიმეა. ისლამური სახელმწიფო ქალაქს ბომბავს და ასეთი ინტენსიური შეტაკებების გამო ხალხი თურქეთში გაიქცა. აქ ხალხს ძალიან მძიმე ვითარებაში უწევს ცხოვრება და თურქეთის ტერიტორიაზეც ჰუმანიტარული ორგანიზაციები ვერ უზრუნველყოფენ აუცილებელ მომარაგებას.
უთხრა ჩვენს რადიოს კობანელი ქურთების სამმართველო. აღმოსავლეთ უკრაინაში განმილთხვის განმავლობაში დაიღუპა 5 და დაიჭრა 8 ჯარისკაცი. უკრაინელი სამხედროების მონაცემებით ბოლო მსხვერპლის შედეგად 956-მდე გაიზარდა რუსეთის მომხრე სეპარატისტებსა და უკრაინელ ჯარისკაცებს შორის ბრძოლის შედეგად აღუპული უკრაინელი სამხედროების რიცხვი. შეიარაღებული დაპირისპირება წელს აპრილში დაიწყო. ამასობაში ლუგანსკსა და დონეცკში სეპარატისტების წარმომადგენლებმა გავრცელეს ინფორმაცია ბოლო დროინდელი ბრძოლების შედეგად 7 სამოქალაქო პირის დაღუპვის თაობაზე. შეტაკებები გრძელდება 5 სექტემბერს ხელმოწერილი ზავის მიუხედავად. დღეს პატივს მიაგებენ ცნობილი რუსი ჟურნალისტის ანა პოლიტკოვსკაიას ხსოვნას მისი მკვლელობის 8 წლისთავთან დაკავშირებით. უფლებადამცველებმა და ჟურნალისტებმა გაზეთების ქაღალდით დამზადებული ყვავილები მიიტანეს ნოვაე გაზეტას რედაქციაში, სადაც ის მუშაობდა. პოლიტკოვსკაიას ხსოვნისადმი მიძღვნილი აქციის ორგანიზატორია უფლებადამცველი ორგანიზაცია Amnesty International. მადრიდში შემოწმებას ატარებენ საავადმყოფოში, რომელშიც მოთავსებულია ებოლის ვირუსით ინფიცირებული ექთანი. საქმე ეხება აფრიკის კონტინენტის საზღვრების მიღმა ებოლით ინფიცირების პირველ ცნობილ შემთხვევას. ექთანი უვლიდა დასავლეთ აფრიკაში დაავადებულ ორ ესპანელ მისიონერს, ორივე გარდაიცვალა. ესპანელი ოფიციალური პირების ცნობით კარანტინში მოათავსეს 3 ადამიანი, მათ შორის ექთნის მეუღლე. დააკვირდებიან კიდევ 50-ზე მეტ ადამიანს, ვისაც შესაძლოა კონტაქტი ჰქონოდა ინფიცირებულთან. ებოლის ეპიდემიის მსხვერპლთა რიცხვი 3400 სახემატება, გარდაცვლილების უმეტესობა დასავლეთ აფრიკის ქვეყნების მკვიდრი იყო. ჟენევაში იმართება უსაფრთხოების საკითხებისადმი მიძღვნილი საერთაშორისო დისკუსიის 29 რაუნდი. საქართველოს საგარეო წყვების ინფორმაციით, თბილისის დელეგაცია ყურადღებას კვლავ გაამახვილებს ოკუპირებულ რეგიონებსა და მათ მიმდებარე რაიონებში უსაფრთხოებისა და ადამიანის უფლებათა მდგომარეობის მხრივ არსებულ რთულ ვითარებაზე. ჟენევაში დისკუსიების ფონზე გავრცელდა ინფორმაცია, რომ ცხინვალის რეგიონში მყოფი რუსეთის საოკუპაციო ჯარის წევრებმა საქართველოს ორი მოქალაქე დააკავეს. ცოლქმარი დააკავეს მაშინ, როცა ისინი გორის რაიონის სოფელ ქვეში სტუმრად მიდიოდნენ. როგორც უწყებიან ჟენევაში საქართველოს სამთავრობო დელეგაცია საგარეო საქმეთა მინისტრის პირველი მოადგილე დავით ცალკალიანი ხელმძღვანელობს. ფიზიკის დარგში ნობელის ლევანდელი პრემია მიენიჭა 3 იაპონელ მეცნიერს, ისამუ აკასაკის, ჰიროში ამანოსა და შუჯი ნაკამურას. მათ საქმიანობას უკავშირდება დიოდური, ანუ ლედ ნათურების შექმნა. სამი მეცნიერი მიიღებს ფულად ჯილდოს 1.1 მილიონი დოლარის ოდენობით. ეს იყო ახალი ამბების გამოშვება, ის მარიამ ჭიაურელმა მოამზადა და გაგაცნოთ. საქართველოში 19 საათი და 5 წუთი სრულდება, თქვენ უსმენთ რადიო თავისუფლებას. გიწევთ ჩვენს ვებსაიტზე, ჩვენი მისამართია რადიო თავისუფლება წერტილი GE, ვიმეორებ რადიო თავისუფლება წერტილი GE.
It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA Music Mix.
Hello and welcome. It is Border Crossings, and we have a special guest in our studios today. Magnolia Memoir are here, and they are going to perform music from their brand new album, Pale Fire. So hang around. They have a very interesting story and a great sound. I know you're going to enjoy the next 30 minutes. Stay tuned to Border Crossings. It's Magnolia Memoir. Welcome to Border Crossings. This is Larry London. We have some guests in our studio today. As always, we bring you the latest music makers. And right now it's Magnolia Memoir who are on tour for Pale Fire, which is a brand new album. They're in our studios. We welcome you guys to D.C.
Thank you for having us.
It's nice to have you. You're Mela Lee.
Yes.
And I'll leave the introductions of the rest of the guys to you.
Oh, Alexander Burke on keys.
Hello.
Welcome.
And we have birthday boy Gordon Vash.
Happy birthday.
On bass. and Keith Crutchfield on drums.
Welcome, guys. And I understand you've been on the road since 4 in the morning to come here.
Yes, we came straight from Brooklyn.
Wow. Well, that is, I appreciate that. That is very kind. That is really dedication. Dedication to the craft, and also I appreciate you, guys respecting the interview here to want to do that.
I mentioned I'm an Air Force brat, so yeah. West America comes close to home.
Have you traveled a lot and lived in a lot of places?
I have, but now I'm an L.A. girl, so.
An L.A. girl.
I've been there for almost 10 years.
Where in L.A.? I used to live in Calabasas, so.
I live in West Hollywood.
Okay. Beautiful area.
Yeah.
Now, congratulations on the new album, and I read in the bio that you guys say this is the best album you've ever done, and every band says that every time they release a new album. It's the best album I've ever done. What makes this different from any of your other albums?
Well, first of all, it was supposed to come out in April, and somebody was distracted and ran a red light and broke my back.
Oh, my gosh.
So it's coming out in September because I had to learn to walk again.
Uh-huh.
So I think the music was so inspirational that it definitely was a part of me healing mm-hmm. and getting better. And, I have a band of brothers that were all here for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the album was important to us and it really tells our story. But we're pretty excited about having the opportunity to still be here.
Mm-hmm. Now, you should be especially thrilled to be here. Somebody ran a red light and you were crossing
yeah.
the street?
No, I was in a car, and they had to cut me out of the car. And
oh no!
But hey, today I left my walking cane at home.
Mm-hmm.
I'm standing on my own, so mm-hmm. every day's a good day to celebrate. Mm-hmm.
And the album was already done when the accident had happened.
It was just about done; it was being mixed. And one thing back to that question that was so exciting is when we started, we actually, and I realize it's a bad word to use a lot, as we were a jazz band, and a lot of us just came right out of music school. We were very much purist of like, no overdubs, we have to be able to do this live. And this band's kind of evolved as, or the records have evolved as we have, where the second record we started doing more overdubs and really, we went from just being like musicians to really being like studio rats and really learning how to craft an amazing pop record and just not how to write great songs and play them live.
Mm-hmm.
The other two records were live, and this one does have a couple of tracks we did record live, but we also spend, months and months on some of the tracks, just like really fine tuning and crafting something.
Mm-hmm. And you had mentioned, I don't know if this is for public knowledge yet, but it will be after this, that you have a live album in the works.
We do. The Record Parlor
mm-hmm.
In Hollywood has invited us to be their first live to vinyl recording. So on October 16th and 23rd, we're going to record Pale Fire live,
mm-hmm.
and it'll be available on vinyl November 28th for the holidays.
Wow, you guys are busy, busy, busy.
Yeah.
And touring, I guess there's a big tour schedule for you?
We're starting to tour as I get better, but come January, February, we'll probably be just about everywhere.
So you're still in the healing process.
Yes.
You're still not quite there yet.
Well, I mean, I look adorable.
Yes, you do. You look lovely.
But yes.
No one would argue that. You look lovely.
I'm almost good as new, just mm-hmm. still healing.
Mm-hmm. Are there any songs on the album that you added after the accident that were inspired by the experiences of the accident?
No, but I listened to this album. It was my Pale Fire moment, like that mm-hmm. that light in the darkness, and resurrected. When you least expect it, you'll be resurrected.
Mm-hmm.
The song from the album, it starts with Ash and Bone and ends with Resurrected, and it was definitely my story from being a little bit destroyed, a little mm-hmm. bit broken.
How have you changed, do you think, as a person post-accident? I mean, you faced almost death. And then now when you listen to music and you approach everything, it must be very different.
I can speak as an outsider.
Mm-hmm.
Mel is much, much less polite. And doesn't really suffer fools like she used to. Well, it's also, and I actually was, yeah.
I love that.
Well, it's very true, too, because it's like when you have kind of those near-death moments, there's so many different ways to react, but realizing how precious time is,
mm-hmm.
it's also like, well, I don't have time for this BS. Like, this is stupid. We're just going to do this. Like, shut up. Like, not to us.
I did not know
right.
that was going to be the answer.
It's like, yeah, it's not to us. It's not like she's become a,
It was a little chilly today, but I like to perform barefoot.
Right.
So I can feel the ground. It helped me with my balance, but I don't really like putting shoes back on anymore. I think the Native American Choctaw in me really appreciates that change. And I think the music has changed in the sense that, for me, I'm kinder to myself. I mean, I grew up in my father was a Marine, and my mother's in the Air Force, and I'm fully aware of some people that are in physical therapy with me that are staying in the wheelchair, you know, and as a woman, you have a tendency to judge your body, but there are soldiers coming home that would love to have an arm that's a little bit marshmallowy, so let's not worry about it. It works,
right?
And I'm so grateful for my body holding me up and for being able to sing. And there's this tremendous sense of gratitude for me. And apparently, I'm a little bit rough around the edges. I do say explicatives now, and I really didn't before. I'd be like, what the F?
Well, Melody is here. Magnolia Memoir is the name of the group, and Pale Fire is the album. So we're going to ask if you guys would do a song for us right now.
We'd love to, and it's kind of a theme song for what we were just talking about.
Yeah.
It's called Odds and Ends, and you can see the video online with some friends that gather around, Will Forte, Doris Roberts, Fred Willard, Jorge Garcia from Lost. Mm-hmm. And it's Odds and Ends.
Great, here they are.
You're in a downward spiral now. Circle the drain, just let the water out. Don't have to be afraid that you're gonna drown anymore. In a silent, shoving empty day, all the things you held on to just float away, and you finally worry free, feeling good again. And oh, it's all about the odds and the ends, and a pocket full of friends dancing on the decks as the ship's going down. Ooh, you figured it out. It's all about the odds and the ends. Oh, you know that. You're good to go. Oh, and you can't explain why the thoughts in your brain were scored in such ordinary ways. You had a brilliant turn, but it's over now. But you're high, knew what you got. You've been drifting through a fundamental vibe, but it's lifting now. You can see the shore in your darkest hour. Where you're finding out the oh. The ship's going down. Ooh, you figured it out. It's all about the odds and the ends. Oh, you know that with a few odds and ends, a pocket full of friends, you're good to go. Oh, oh. La da da, la da da. Oh. Make a wish on a star, you know it's yours, even though you're on a boat without the oars. Against the waves, against the odds, but they're in your favor now. With all that you're pushing for, and you've been through, yeah. And now the waves just carry you, and the storm clouds that surround feel more like out of town. And you're falling, finally take control back. And the ends, and got your pocket full of friends dancing on the decks as the ship's going down. Ooh, you figured it out. It's all about the odds and the ends. Oh, you know that with a few odds and ends, a pocket full of friends, you're good to go. And oh, it's all about the odds and the ends. You got your pocket full of friends. As the ship's going down, ooh, you figured it out. And this is where the story begins. Oh, you know that with a few odds and ends, a pocket full of friends, you're good to go.
All right, sounding great. Magnolia Memoir in our studio. I love that song, and love your voice, and I love the video, too. It's kind of interesting how you created, you know, like the, I think there was bookshelves, and there was a camera going by, and everything had all these celebrities down each row.
It was interesting. We actually shot that at a prop house, and the prop house HPR is absolutely gorgeous, and it's amazing. They have you everything from like the hair dryer from Spaceballs to the amber eggs from Jurassic Park, and it's gorgeous. And the director, like, we show him this amazing showroom. He's like, no, we want to shoot in the back, the ugly part of it. It's like, why? He's like, trust me, I have an idea. We'll just set it. It's like, but this is one of the coolest, most beautiful places I've ever seen. It's like, no, we want to shoot in back. I got an idea.
And your idea won.
Well, his idea. His idea
his
won.
Idea.
Yeah. Well, and the staff at HPR were amazing. They all volunteered. And since they knew where everything was, they would basically redress. We had four or five aisles. And they would pull all of these amazing things, some from movies, from the celebrity cameos. Mm-hmm. So there's all kinds of treasure hunt kind of stuff and scavenger hunt stuff inside as you go through. They redressed 20 times in one day.
Wow.
And they were amazing. And it was just a labor of love. It's all about the odds and the ends and a pocket full of friends. Mm-hmm.
And you brought all these big celebrities in who are available, made themselves available for you guys.
Yeah. We've been really lucky to have some great fans.
And the critics have been very kind to you, saying some wonderful things. I've been reading some very positive things. And you have been compared to Adele and Fiona Apple and Billie Holiday, which is quite a collection of stars to be put in the same category with.
I'm pretty honored.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Well, love your voice. And I understand you have 5-octave range voice.
I do. Maybe today it's 3.5 or 4 with zero sleep.
Now, was this, I mean, you started singing, obviously, when you were a little girl. And
yeah, I always sang in church or doing dishes. Mm-hmm. But I wasn't the girl that had all the lessons and was in all the plays, and because I moved a lot, you know. And so I'm kind of late to the game. I feel like Charlie in the Chocolate Factory, where I got like the last golden ticket, and I get to play with these amazing musicians. They have their masters in jazz and composing, and I lost my job about 6 or 7 years ago, and I went and visited my dad, his family. He passed away when I was a little girl, and I wanted to learn more about him, and so his friends started telling me all these stories they don't really tell you when you're a little girl. And I got this this journal on the side of the road at a truck stop in Mississippi, and it had Magnolias on it. So I called it the Magnolia Memoir, and I wrote the stories down, and I thought I would love to make these into songs, and give them to them as a gift. And this gift turned into a gift for me, and that's how I met Alex, and he put together this amazing group of people.
I was recommended to work with her, and I'm really good at not always paying attention, but kind of paying attention. And she told me she had 1,500 to do a record, which you can't really make a record for that. But she seemed really intelligent, so I just figured she meant 15,000. So I just started calling people. Like, it's funny, Gordon's like one of my best friends in the world, but like at the time, like, we didn't even know each other, really. I'm like, hey, I got this. You're the right bass player for this gig. It pays $500 a day. Like, hey, I know this guy who, like, engineers for Springsteen. He'll do it for, like, $1,500 a day. And, like, went over Mel's house and everything was gone. I'm like, what happened to all your stuff? She's like, you went, like, $10,000 over budget. I'm like, no, I'm under budget. What are you talking about? And it kind of, there was such a magic to the band and such chemistry that it actually turned into a band. It started as a bunch of session players. And that's kind of the thing that's become special about the third album. Is most singers at Mel's level are soloists. They don't have any desire to be in a band, and they're not really band people. So you have, you know, these soloists with amazing voices, or you have singers who are usually really good who don't quite have that Stradivarius instrument. And then it's a band full of session players who normally work all as hired guns. And we've all kind of come together, and we're a team and like a more than any ensemble I've ever been a part of, which is really amazing.
And you mentioned that you had done jazz before. Was that the same for you? Has this jazz been your first love always throughout your life, or was it a different path?
After my dad passed away, I would spend time with my grandmother, and she used to restore old homes. And if I helped her, she would let me keep something from the homes that she was restoring. And one of them was a turntable with a cabinet and had all these records. And they were like Barbra Streisand, Funny Girl, and Johnny Cash, and Bob Seger, Live Bullet. And there was this one record, Helen Merrill, with Clifford Brown. And it was an early Quincy Jones recording. And I was an only child, and I really loved listening to this recording. It was 8 songs, and you felt like you were in the room. And they recorded it in New York in December, and apparently it was snowing, and they were like, well, let's make a record, because they couldn't go anywhere. and I wanted to recreate that. So, ironically, I have this eclectic collection of vinyls, and so people go, "Oh my gosh! Well, then you must know her other recordings." And I'm thinking, "Well, no, that wasn't in the collection." There's a couple of comedy albums, but I think I liked jazz, but I hadn't ever really heard a lot of Billie Holiday. I'd heard Strange Fruit, of course, and Don't Explain, which we gave homage to. But I heard Helen Merrill do it first, and I definitely recommend. It was one of Clifford Brown's last records as well, and it's just a beautiful recording. Mm-hmm.
When did you realize that you had this gift? When did you realize your voice was very special and unique?
I think I've always liked to sing, but I realized, in college that you have to have a drive, and I wasn't doing everything everyone else was doing, so I did some disaster relief and I started doing banking, actually. I'm pretty good at math. I think when I realized we had something was when I had an advocate. Mm-hmm. I really respect Alex and Gordon as musicians, and Keith has been sort of part of it since the very beginning, and they were so encouraging. Mm-hmm. And so forcefully encouraging that it made me feel like we had something special.
Mm, wonderful.
So I stuck with it.
Well, that's great. We're all the better for it. So Magnolia Memoir here in the studios on Border Crossings Live, and we're going to ask if you'd do another song for us.
I'd love to.
That would be wonderful.
You guys want to do No One Like You?
Yeah.
Just slow it down a bit. And I would love you if you let me. You can crush me, 'cause you're getting me. Before I breathe a word, boy, you break my heart. Oh, there is no one, baby, can't find no one like you. There is no one, baby, got me act a fool. And there is no one who moves me like you do. There is no one, no one who moves me like you do. There is no one, no one like you. I'll do without you if I have to, but you're the soundtrack, baby, that I laugh to. Before you hold my hand and the scene gets blurred, you heard me. There is no one, baby, can't find no one like you. There is no one, baby, got me act a fool. There is me till I fell for you. And to tell the truth, I'm hoping that you'll stay. I would love you if you let me. You can crush me, 'cause you're getting me. Before I breathe a word,
No
ცნობილი და უცნობი ადამიანების ცხოვრების ერთი კვირა.
მთელი დღე გზაში ვარ, მატარებლით მივდივარ ჟენევაში, სტრასბურგიდან. ორშაბათს დილით უნდა გამოვიდე გაეროს ადამიანის პრივატ საბჭოს მე-13 სესიაზე.
ცხელი შოკოლადის ბურთულას ვიწყე. მიყვარს თვის ბოლო იმის გამო, რომ ამ დროს ცხელი შოკოლადი გამოდის. ჟურნალს ვიზოგავ და ნელ-ნელა ვკითხულობ.
კვირაობით. რადიო თავისუფლების საღამოსა და ღამის გადაცემებში. თავისუფლების დღიურები.
No, oh, oh, there is no one, no one who moves me like you do. There is no one, no one like you.
Wow. Wow. That's all I can say. Wow. Absolutely lovely. Gorgeous. Wow, wow, wow. Magnolia Memoir in our studios live here on The Voice of America. You know, with a voice like that and a song like that, you stop people in the hall. You could stop traffic. You could stop the world from spinning. I mean, absolutely sound absolutely gorgeous. They're all trying to get selfies with you in the window there right now. Mayla Lee and the guys are here from Los Angeles. And are you planning a tour? Is there an official tour date announced? Will it include international stops?
Well, our first international, actually, they called us from New Zealand, 2015 October.
Oh, great.
But we plan on filling some spaces between January and October, for sure. Again, I'm just healing, so we have the two shows here, and we had two shows in New York, of course, Voice of America.
Yeah, and we'll be playing at the Cake Shop in New York on Thursday for the CBGB's Festival.
Mm-hmm. And you do a lot of festivals? Have you done a lot of festivals?
No. I'm a voiceover artist for film and television, and actually, we've ended up touring in Australia and New Zealand and London, mm-hmm. Because my series would fly me out for Comic Cons, and they brought the band out, and we thought, well, hey, that's a great deal.
Mm-hmm. Where would we hear your voice? What cartoons? What would he recognize you from?
Well, Vampire Knight, Rose and Maiden, mm-hmm. some animes. I've done Doc McStuffins.
Wow.
And I do ADR voice replacement, so when I do a good job, you don't know. But I'm lucky enough to work on some really great shows, like The Good Wife and CSI New York.
Can you mention The Mermaids?
You just did.
I think I can. There's a certain pirate movie that has mermaids in it, and I got to sing for those mermaids and create a language for them. And I mean, hey, all you 8-year-olds out there, I just want to tell you that when you grow up, it can be absolutely amazing. I get to do cartoons mm-hmm. and animation and films and come hang out at radio stations with mm-hmm. these guys for a living.
Well, it's wonderful that you're healthy enough to be back to work.
Yeah.
And it's about time. And I know that, as I said earlier, the critics have been nothing but receptive and positive and have said you're the real deal and you guys are refreshing. And it's, you know, congratulations on the new album, which finally came out. I know it's been a long wait, but it's finally out. And so people want to get this album. They can buy it on iTunes. And
you can definitely buy it on iTunes. And physically, it'll be up on our website and on Amazon. It's available. Again, we just thank you for your support. If you do go to iTunes, please leave a crazy good review and follow us on Facebook and Twitter and all the social media. And we read all of our emails. And if any of you guys are listening and we're already fans, I just want to say thank you. When I was in the hospital and getting better, I read every single email and Facebook message and more than once. Mm-hmm. So I just want to say thank you guys for helping me get better
and
so fast.
Mela's not joking. Like, I'm terrible reading emails, so she started making sure that my Magnolia Memoir emails went to her as well. And all the emails I don't respond to, she actually responds to from me. Mm. Like,
don't give away all our secrets.
So, well, it's like, it's not as this is the lead singer when you're getting the keyboard player, so it's a much better deal. But it's funny that she literally does spend hours responding to everything.
And I see that, you know, it's obviously still very emotional to you, as you almost teared up there mentioning it. But, you know, it's, you know, it is the fans that keep us going. Whatever it is we do, doesn't matter what we do. It's for the people, for the people who support us and enjoy what we give them and what we do. And so I know I'm a fan of yours, your music,
all of you
guys. And you have a wonderful voice and a great sound. And I'd like to ask if you'd sing us another song.
I would. The guys actually... asked if we could do a song that we haven't done live on radio.
Wonderful.
And it's called Ash and Bone. It's a little bit edgier, a little bit more.
We've never done a live acoustic either.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
So we're a first for many levels. So.
I mean, I'm on a digital keyboard, but still.
So this one's called Ash and Bone. It's got a little sass to it, but I think I have enough rasp in my voice today to give it some justice.
Wish I could be the one that you hope for, one that makes you bleed. I know now I'm not the one. Make you leave your heart at the door, make you come undone, is what I wish for. Hey, 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 yeah. It's been a long time coming, what you gonna do now? Long time coming, you know the time is running out. And I wish I may, I wish I might, then I might have learned. A house is not a home when you walk away and let it burn. Yeah. Watch it burn now, hey, hey. Should I laugh well enough alone? You got me burning to the ash and bone. You got me burning, yeah. Hot damn, take a look at me now. Should I laugh well enough alone? Cause baby, when you leave, I can't breathe somehow on account of the smoke. You know you got me twisted. Don't leave me ever alone. Yeah, baby, come on. My love is burning down. Turn nothing but the ash and bone, yeah. Cold as ice, baby, you must be made of stone. You just close your eyes, leave me here alone. Hell no. Hey, 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 hey. Should I laugh well enough alone? Yeah, got me burning. Wish I could be the one that you hope for, one that makes you bleed. I know now I'm not the one. Make you leave your heart at the door, make you come undone, is what I wish for.
Yay, Magnolia Memoir. Thank you guys so much for coming on the show. What's the website address so if people want to go and check you out?
Please come see us at magnoliamemoir.com, MEMOIR.com, Facebook, Magnolia Memoir, Twitter, Magnolia Memoir, Instagram, Magnolia Memoir. And if you spell it wrong, you'll still get there. We thought ahead.
Bela will answer for all the guys in the band. But I understand. Well, thank you very much.
Okay.
Mel, I appreciate you coming in, guys. Thank you so much. They sound
thank
great.
You for
thanks for having us.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you in here. And Pale Fire is the name of the new album. It's Magnolia Memoir. This is Border Crossings on the Voice of America.
Pretend anymore. Six-pack girl, a big star shining on a small-town world. It's a hell of a life. It's a hell of a life. And Casey lights on a dirt road dance. You take that kiss just as far as you can. It's a hell of a life. Oh, it's a hell of a life. Dollars buy gas and all their bottles. Beer gets some barefoot country girls swaying to a song that's played on the radio station. Bad times make the good times better. Look in her eyes and you're gone forever on a heavenly ride. Yeah, it's a hell of a life. It's a hell of a life. Have hope, but we're all a little lost in the same damn boat. It's a hell of a life. Yeah, it's a hell of a life. There's something about the night, girl, when you got the right girl sitting right beside you, looking at the sky, girl, thinking about why we're here and where we're going. Baby, here we are.
This is Tim McGraw, and you're listening to Larry London.
You always had an eye for things that glitter, but I was far from being made of gold. I don't know how, but I scraped up the money. I just never could quite tell you no. Just like when you were leaving Amarillo, take that new job in Tennessee, and I quit mine so we could be together. I can't forget the way you looked at me, just to see you smile. I'd do anything that you wanted. Said and done, I never count the cost. It's
worth all that's lost. Just to see you smile. When you said time was all you really needed, I walked away and let you have your space. As the tears I saw rolling down your face. And yesterday I knew just what you wanted when you came walking up to me with him. So I told you that I was happy for you, and given the chance I'd like again, just to see smile, I'd do anything that you wanted me to. When all is said and done, I never count the cost. It's worth all that's lost just to see you smile.
Just to see you smile,
I'd do anything. Said and done, I never count the cost. It's worth all that's lost just to see you smile.
Crossings, and you're listening to Tim McGraw and his multi-million dollar slide guitar. That is a request from Jimaji, who listens in Ghana to Border Crossings just to see you smile. We also heard from Joseph Agba Joe off of Facebook. He sent us a message on Facebook and asked us to play a song from Frankie Ballard called Hell of a Life. And we started off our set with Cheryl in Kuwait's request. It is Ariana Grande, Break Free, featuring DJ Zed. I'm Larry London. Again, thanks to Magnolia Memoir for coming in and joining us on the show. Pale Fire is their third album. Absolutely beautiful sounding album. You'll definitely want to get a copy of this album, and these guys sound great. And they want more Twitter followers, so follow them on Twitter. Find them on Twitter and find them on Facebook, and go to their website as well so you can get a copy of the new album, which is Pale Fire, Magnolia Memoir, Mella Lee and the guys. I'm Larry London, and we've got a request from Nima, who's listening in Iran to Border Crossings. This is a Madonna classic. Madonna's working on a brand new album, which she hopes to have out in 2015, and this is called Masterpiece. This is dedicated to Gulsar on Border Crossings.
If you were the Mona Lisa, you'd be hanging in the Louvre. Everyone would come to see. What you like, the look was
Hi, it's Harry from One Direction, and you're listening to Larry London.
Written in these walls are the stories that I can't explain. I leave my heart open, but it stays right here empty for days. She told me in the morning she don't feel the same about us in her bones. Seems to me that when I die, these words will be written on my stone. And I'll be gone, gone tonight. The ground beneath my feet is open wide. The way that I've been holding on too tight, with nothing in between. The story of my life, I take her home. Walls are the colors that I can change. Leave my heart open, but it stays right here in its cage. And I'll be gone, gone tonight. Fire beneath my feet is burning bright. The way that I've been holding on so tight, with nothing in between. The story of my life, I'll take her home. Like chasing the clouds. The story of my life, I take her home. I drive all night to keep her warm, and time is frozen.
Across Crossing, Story of My Life. The story of One Direction's life on stage will be on the big screen with their 3D concert movie that's coming out. And their new album is called Four. And that is a request from Martins, who's at Imo State, Nigeria, listening to Border Crossings. And we thank you for your request. Want to say hello and thank you to Lehman Trin in Ho Chi Minh City, Placide, Sandy, Len Ngisi, Richard, Jesse, Ajak Atakasik, Alikam, and Ali Ahmed Munkaila, who are all tuned in, along with Edwina and everybody at the dress shop in Kuwait. Thank you, everybody, for joining us on Border Crossings for today's show. And I hope you enjoyed hearing from Magnolia Memoir as much as I did. And Mella has a beautiful voice. The guys are all really cool people. And the new album is called Pale Fire, which just came out in September. We'll be back again tomorrow, 1500 Universal, with more requests. I thank you, Rob, for engineering, Carl and Nick and the gang for putting the show together behind the scenes, and Mary for producing and directing. I'm Larry London. Have a wonderful evening. We'll catch you real soon. This is Border Crossings on the VOA Music Mix Network.
Հասազրդոյպ Սամխելրո կոնպլիկտեպշի դամարցխելուլի ճարիսյադմի Սազոգադոյպիս մաղան դոբաս։
Սորդ իմ սեղարուլի գամորով մած զալիախշիրած իպձոլս գմերուլատ ուգեն դոբաս է մած ուար սարեումն է
Ուսապտխոյովիսը դա տավդասույս սակիտխեվի պարտո սպեկտրիտ, կոբալի գլիկածիս սաղտորոգադաց է մաշի դաբրգորլեպիս զոլի։ Ուսմինետ խովելոտ խշաված ծխրամեծ սաղած է, սիղջիրեզ է FM 107.8. Հադիո Թավիսուպլեպա։